you know, I really don't listen to media stuff, because if I did, I probably would retire by now. But, no, but I've been playing a lot better. I feel a lot more comfortable out there, and, you know, it's just about getting better each week.
What kind of challenge does the Yonza present that maybe guys might
have? He's a great player. He's a strong guy. He's fast around the edge. You know, he's got a lot of things that he can do. He's strong in the run game. You know, I've seen a lot of his film. Obviously played against him twice, so I know what he can do. And, you know, their defense and as a whole is a great defense. So we definitely, you know, got a tough road ahead of us.
Where do you rank their defensive line overall?
Probably close to the best in the league. I mean, from what they've done, I think statistically they're the number one defense right now in everything they do, in terms of third down conversions, rushing the passer, stopping the run, points against, I think. So, you know, they're as good as a defense as you'll face. So definitely a great test for us.
You mentioned getting better past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What's made the difference?
Just persistence. You know, you have a bad game, you're not going to, you know, dwell on that, you know, especially as a tackle. You have a bad game, you move on, fix the things you need to fix, and keep playing.
I jumped in late, I'm sorry, but when you had some of the bad games you spoke of early in the season, what do you kind of point as a reason for that?
Good games are bad games. I'm looking at things I can always fix. You know, obviously in a game where you're behind, you know, like the Patriots, and you pass a lot. I mean, we might have had 35, 40 pass sets, and I got beat on three, and, you know, that's a bad game. So it's definitely a tough job we have, but, you know, that's why I play left tackle. I like the competition. I like the guys I face, and, you know, I like going out there and competing, and, you know, I wouldn't let one bad game ruin my whole season. It's just stuff you got to improve on.
Do you feel any added pressure being the left tackle now that the, quote, franchise quarterback is back there with Teddy Bridgewater?
Not at all. I think it's exciting to protect a guy that can make a lot of plays and can do some great things in that backfield. So for my job, it's as simple as just give him time and he's going to make plays. It's as easy as that. So, you know, I consider that a challenge, and, you know, I love challenges.
When you're facing a front line like that, given Bridgewater's elusiveness, what is it? Mm-hmm. Offensive line, when you guys go into a game like that, what does that do? I mean, mentally, what do you guys?
Just doing our job, and that's protecting the passer, doing all that we can do, not doing extra things. And when it comes down to it, it's as simple as that. We got to, according to our slides or our pass protection or whatever we're doing, we just got to do our job, and, you know, the plays will come.
Does having Teddy back there change anything? His mobility, anything like that?
No, obviously, you saw in the Atlanta game, he can definitely make plays and throw the ball, so. You know, you call a spade a spade. He's back there making plays, and you know, it's awesome to have a quarterback like that back there. You know, if you protect, like I said, he's going to make plays.
Does that give the team? I mean, obviously nobody wants to lose like he did last week, mm-hmm. but the fact that Teddy is back, is that a little bit different? A feeling of optimism now.
I don't even think it's that. I just think, you know, as a whole, you know, when the defense sees the offense scoring, and you know, we see the defense, you know, stomping the offense, it's kind of a team effort. So you know, defense is going to play harder if we're scoring points, and on the defensive stopping guys, we're going to play harder to score points. So, you know, I think that's the way we need to play. That's the way we played against Atlanta, is, you know, defense would give up plays, and then we would come back and score, or, you know, vice versa. So, you know, that's the way we need to play the rest of the year as a team, and I think we'll be fine. I think we got an awesome team. I think we got a lot of playmakers. And, you know, we're not really worried about it. All we're worried about is getting to 3-3.
Have you sensed a change in game plan from week to week when those quarterbacks have been switching in and out? I mean,
no.
From Castle to Bridgewater to Ponder?
Obviously back there, I mean, they could be changing some things. I don't know. But as far as me, I'm focused on my O-line playing, you know, what we have to do as an offensive line.
But how much does that change, like, your sets, the depth that you expect the quarterback at when you've had three different starters?
I mean, as far as pass protection, or if it's three-step drop or five-step drop, it doesn't change it for me. The landmarks are still the same. Maybe a little bit, but, I mean, nothing to the extreme.
Coach talked a little bit about you getting down after a bad play or whatnot. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that? Do you see yourself doing that?
Maybe earlier this year. I've never really been hurt before where I've missed any time really, and you know, I missed OTAs, and you know, when I came back in camp, you know, probably still lagging a little bit, and I'd get beat and stuff because I wasn't to where I was. So I think the confidence kind of diminished a little bit, but you know, I've had a few good games in a row now to where building that confidence back up, and you know, obviously I got help from my brother and stuff like that, and you know, it's good to have a kind of a role model like that. You know, listen, you know, you're gonna get beat, you can't get down, you gotta go to the next play, because you know, especially at left tackle, you get beat and you get down on yourself, you know, those guys smell that blood. So you know, you just kind of got to brush it off and keep playing. It's part of the game.
You talk about,
did you seek him out?
What's that?
Did you seek